Well, boys and girls, I wonder if you've got any of your presents with you. Do you want to come up to the front and show us them? And we'll have a wee chat together. Come on ahead down the front. Wow. Take a seat and then I'm going to get you to get up and show everybody, all right? Take a wee seat first. Anybody else? Come on ahead, girls. Come on ahead. Brilliant. All the soft toys and everything coming. Brilliant. So who was up the earliest? Who was up before six? Anybody? Who was up? Yes, before six. But your parents are really happy with you. They're really happy with you. Tell me, you want to tell everybody what we have here? Who's this here now? Because I was saying to Sharon that I'm a little bit out of touch with some of these things now. Who's this?
Kangaroo.
Kangaroo? Kangaroo, isn't he lovely? Look at that. And who's this one?
Ducky.
Ducky? Doggy? Yeah. It's a doggy. How blind am I, eh? And what's this one?
It's an emoji pillow.
An emoji pillow? Well, I know a little bit about emojis. That's lovely. And what have you got there?
Pokemon cards.
Pokemon cards. Very good. Brilliant. And who's this?
Dory.
Dory, now that is, I've just been told that's out of Finding Nemo. Yeah. So, he's brilliant, isn't he? He is brilliant. She's brilliant. It's not going too well. It's going too well. Look at that. Isn't that stunning? Where do you drive into the car park in one of those one day? And start saving, John. Start saving. That is stunning. And what have we got here? Oh, a pencil case. Lovely. Who's on the front?
Elsa and Anna.
Elsa and Anna. Brilliant. And I'm sure you have other things at home, haven't you? Loads of things at home under the tree. You'll probably be opening them all day. Well, I want to tell you a wee story this morning, if you'll listen very carefully. You need to look at the screen as well. You know, boys and girls, I'm sure Santa probably came and left you a lot of things under the tree. And I don't know how good you are at buying presents for other people, but I want to say this. Sometimes boys, and I'm speaking from a boy's perspective here, and men, we're not very good at buying some presents, are we? We're not very good at buying presents, maybe for our girlfriends and our wives, and sometimes they take them back and they don't like them. Well, I did a bit of reading this week, and I want to show you some of the presents, some of the worst presents that men had got their wives. And I'm sure if any of the ladies got it here this morning, men will not be too popular. Let's put the first one up. See if you would like this, if you got it as a present. Let's put the first one up. What's that? Anyone know what that is? What are those? Scales. Do you think that's a good present for a lady? No, that's not a very good present. Weighing scales. Just imagine ladies getting a set of weighing scales for your Christmas present. That's not the worst. Where do you see the next one? What's that? Anyone know what that is? What's that? A dustpan and a brush. Now, I know ladies do a lot of work around Christmas time and maybe during the year, but it wouldn't be a good present to get a dustpan and a brush, would it? Not very good at all. The third one. That's after they've done all the work. They can do a wee bit of relaxation. And this lady got a fishing rod for her Christmas present. Can you imagine? A fishing rod. And then lastly, a high visible jacket for walking the dog. You see, in our house, there's nearly an argument every night about who walks the dog. So if I got that as a present for somebody in our house, they would be walking the dog every night. Not a very good present. They're some of the worst. You didn't get any of those, did you? Did anybody get any of those things? No, you wouldn't want them, would you? They're some of the worst Christmas presents. Well, then, there was a program on this week on TV, and this was the most expensive toys at Christmas. Will you see these? The first one. You know how much that was? That's a rocking horse with all crystals all over it. And that cost £85,000 for a rocking horse. What's the next one? And that was a doll's house it was on. That was £25,000 for a doll's house. Isn't that mad? It's mad. The next one. This man had a specially made Skelectrix racing track in his house that cost £40,000. Don't be anybody asking for any of these, okay? And the last one, that was the most expensive one, because that teddy bear's fur is mixed with gold and its eyes are made of sapphire. And it was just over £1 million. See some of the worst presents? You see some of the most expensive presents? But I want to tell you a little story about a family this morning, and they got the greatest present. The greatest present they could get. And this family is called, let's see what the verse says. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. This is a gift that nobody could even describe. Words wouldn't tell the story of this greatest gift. I want to tell you a story about a journalist. Can anyone tell me what a journalist is? What's a journalist? What does he do? What do you think a journalist does? Yep. He writes things. And this journalist wrote a story in November, about a month before Christmas, about a family in Chicago who were burnt out of their old building. They lived in this old building that was filled with insects, and it went on fire, and they were burnt out, and they had to move somewhere else. And he wrote a story about them. And he went to see them, and we got to the house where they lived in this little two-room apartment, there was nothing in it. Just imagine. A month before Christmas, there was nothing. There was no furniture. There was only one small bag of rice. There was no possessions. There was no curtains. There was no television. There was no carpet. There was nothing in the house. The family was called the Delgados. And they lived there. The granny was called Perfecta. And the two girls were called Lydia and Jenny. Lydia was 11 and Jenny was 13. All they had was one little dress each. And they had one grey cardigan that they walked to school in the cold, and they changed the cardigan halfway along. So Lydia wore it for the first part of the journey and Jenny wore it for the second part of the journey. And the journalist wrote the story and he put it in the newspaper. And then on Christmas Eve, about a month later, he was sitting in the office and he thought, you know what? I'm going to go and see the Delgados. So he got in his car. It was very quiet in the office, and he drove over to this little two-room apartment, and he walked through the door, and he couldn't believe what he saw. There was a big Christmas tree in the house. The place was filled with presents under the Christmas tree. There was food. There was all electrical appliances. There was toys. There was clothes. There was furniture. There was everything. And there was thousands and thousands of dollars that the people who read the story gave to the family. As he walked in, he was astounded. But you know what astounded him even more? What astounded even more was that the grandmother, Perfecta, she was packaging all this stuff up. And he said to her, what are you doing? She says, I'm getting ready to give a lot of this stuff away. He says, lots of our friends don't have anything, and I'm packing it all up to give it all away. He was absolutely amazed. He says, what do you think of the people who have given you all these things? What do you think of all these things? She says, I think it's fantastic. They are gifts from God. But she says, you know what? They're not the greatest gift. We celebrate that tomorrow, and that is Jesus. She had a great hope in Jesus. That was the greatest gift. That was the indescribable gift, the gift that words people have struggled to explain down through the years. The greatest gift that she had was Jesus Christ. And she celebrated it on Christmas Day, that he came into the world and he grew up as a boy into a man, and he went to the cross to die for Perfecta and Lydia and Jenny and anyone else who will trust in him. And to her, that was the greatest gift. You know, boys and girls, you will get many presents today. We've seen some of them here, and they're brilliant. They're brilliant. But the greatest gift you can ever have is to know Jesus Christ as your Savior. He didn't just come as a baby. He grew up, as I said, into a man, and he died on the cross for you and me to forgive us and to give us real life and real hope. So when you go home today and you've got all your other presents, think of the little boys and girls in Zimbabwe, perhaps, who don't have too much either, but think of the greatest gift, The greatest gift you can have today is to know Jesus Christ as your Savior. I hope you have a brilliant day. I hope you enjoy all your presents, but always remember the greatest gift is Him who came to die for you.